It's been, I'll tell you what, it's been one fucking hell of a month.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 Rapod, episode 78. It's myself, Mr. B, and by my side, my sidekick, my co-host, my buddy, my brother, my main man, Mr. DJ. How's it going, DJ?
Yo, 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 what's up, Mr.
Yo, man, I'm glad to hear your voice, man. Glad you're back. You're back to do an episode.
I'm back, brother. I'm back like Batman, you know, he disappears, bro.
Batman, DJ Bacon Problems. Remember last episode? I remember you liked bacon. You said dude, love bacon.
Still love bacon.
Still love bacon. Yes, sir. Awesome, man. Yo, it's good to do another episode, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir, it is. Man, I'm sorry I haven't been around. I've been fucking... Oh, it's been hectic.
Cool, cool.
That's crazy, brother.
Busy, busy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just stay busy, brother. Just stay busy. Yep, yep. Yeah, so it's been a while.
It's been too long, man. It's I'm sorry, brother. I'm suffering from a fucking horrible headache. I've had this shit for like the last 3 days.
Oh, okay. You're not taking anything for it?
I took I've been taking like 1500 milligrams, 2500 milligrams of ibuprofen at a time.
Oh, snap. 2500?
Yeah, it's too much, bro. But fuck, dude, I got a really badass headache and I don't know what the hell's going on, dude.
Yeah.
Just kind of one of those. You know, I was actually, you know, lifting weights and shit, and I put a garbage bag on just to kind of sweat some shit out, you know, kind of sweat some weight. And I think I sweated too much, dude, you know, from just like staying busy so much and it being so hot. And I think that was just a little too much for me. And I think I got a little dehydrated. So I'm kind of fucking trying to recover from this.
Did you happen to drink a lot of water?
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of water now, dude. I think, you know, I really changed my diet up a lot, dude. I really, really like made a really drastic change in my dieting and just like the way I was eating.
Yeah.
And, I think that has to do with it too. You know what I mean? Just like instead of eating shitty ass food, I'm eating like chicken rice again, you know, no soda pop at all whatsoever.
Oh, snap.
So it's like, dude, it's like fucking, ugh.
DJ's doing the good stuff, huh?
Yeah, I just want to be healthy, man. I want to just be on top of my game, man. And right now I feel like I need to progress with that as well. You know what I mean? There's so much shit going on. I need to just focus on me kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But it's for the better nonetheless, because I know that this hard work that I'm putting in right now, it's going to be fucking awesome from, you know, this point to 5 years from now. It's going to be like, wow, thank God I was doing that when I did, because where the fuck would I be then, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, in time, you know, dealing with the lows is so much, I don't know, it's just it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the movie quotes, it's always darkest before before the dawn or something like that.
It's like, it always gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Are you always, you know?
Yep.
Something like that, but dude, it's just fuck, man. I've been really busy, and it's actually fuck, man. That's cool.
That's cool.
It's
yep.
cool, man. You know,
stay busy, getting healthy. That's why you have a headache. Getting better.
Yeah. So yeah, man. The damn heat.
The heat.
Fucking heat stroke.
Well, at least it's raining, huh? It rained.
Yeah, it rained the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And staying cool in the mornings.
I was so happy the last couple of days when I was home. I was just like, oh my God, yes, it's fucking raining.
Did you dance in the rain?
You know, I have a native buddy who does our landscaping for the house.
Yeah.
And he's such a cool guy. I've known him for fucking 24 years, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I did the rain dance for my fucking people, man. With my people, I did it for my brothers. We did the rain dance and.
Yeah.
You know, the man upstairs blessed us with a couple of days of rain, and he's like, he gave me a break for a couple of days.
It was pretty cool.
Like,
cool.
Yeah, so.
Rain dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Pretty good. Now, yeah, I got something to share with you, buddy. DJ Problems.
Yeah, man,
got a PS4, sucker.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get one soon too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we could be on the same thing.
Yes, playing
sir. The same games.
Telling you.
Yeah. PS4, it's rocking, it's kicking butt. Games, high def, smooth pixels and everything. It's pretty good, man.
Right on.
So one of the games that I've been playing right now is Killzone.
Right on.
The one that came with it, and yeah, just downloading a few games off the store and just trying out different things. And the games are pretty much just a little bit more high res and just a little bit more interactive. You know, like stuff in the background, it interacts with you, and instead of just like old school where the back's just the background and nothing happens. Uh-huh. Yeah, so everything's interactive, and you could pretty much interact with a lot of things in the game right now. So
nice,
pretty good. So yeah, that's one of the main things that I've been holding out to share with you, buddy.
Right on, brother.
So yep. So anything you played, anything you want to just say? Anything you played, anything you watched? I know Transformers. You watched Transformers too, huh?
Yes, sir, I did. I seen Transformers.
How'd you like it?
I thought it was, man. I liked the movie. I've never seen a Transformers movie before. So, for me to kind of hop into the fucking fourth one.
Yeah.
Was just kind of like, what the fuck? But, dude, it was a cool ass fucking movie, dude. Like, the only thing I seen that was fucking really stupid, man, was in the movie previews. Ninja Turtles, bro.
Ninja Turtles? Oh, you don't like the previews?
Nah, they fucking ruined it. I'm so pissed off, dude. Like, I totally fucking shit that movie, dude. Fuck that movie. Like,
did you throw your coke at the screen?
No, I just thought to myself, why the fuck are you trying to make Ninja Turtles Transformers, motherfucker? I don't care, like, if this guy's, like, cool big what movie fucking director or whatever. Like, yeah, dude, that's cool, bro. But, like, don't fucking be different. Don't fucking just follow a Transformers movie that you made fucking 9 times. And it's all fucking cheesed out, dude. Like, I don't know, dude. That
is by the same guy that made Transformers, huh?
Yeah, what the fuck's his name?
I forgot his name. But it's the Michael same guy, something. Though. Michael Bay.
Michael
Bay.
Bro, boo. I don't. And you know what? My fucking opinion is like a fucking asshole. Everybody's got one. I'm not going to say that my opinion's right. But, you know, it's just my opinion. I think that fucking that shit's going to suck.
Yeah.
I grew up in the fucking 90s. I know what the fucking real Ninja Turtles look like. And yeah, you want to make new age shit, but like, just like the cars that are coming out, they're like fucking Transformers. They're fucking ugly. They're fucking too modern. Everybody's trying to progress so quickly. And I think it's bullshit. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm old school simple. I'm more simple cat, dude. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that kind of shit kind of irritates me. It's just like somebody's like picture of the fucking world, and like, I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, it was bullshit, dude.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In all honesty, like, what it boiled down to was this motherfucker was making a bunch of films that looked like the fucking Transformers, and it was bullshit.
And you can kind of see a similarity to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shredder turns into this fucking Transformers.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
And it's like, what the hell is that? That's not how the story fucking happens. Don't. And the way they look, dude, I think is shit. Then turtles don't look like that, nigga. They were supposed to fucking look like goddamn turtles, not fucking human mutant fucking. I know they're teenage mutant ninja turtles, but whatever the fuck, yeah. Dude. They were supposed to look like goddamn turtles. Make them look like fucking ninja turtles if you want to bring a badass classic movie, brat. Like, brat, do it the fucking right way.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm talking shit.
Yep, yep. There you go, listeners. DJ's back. Everybody misses your opinion, buddy. Your words. That's right, buddy. And just I wanted to go over this thing real quick. Remember how the Navajo Nation president just took those guys?
Hey, yeah, dude. I wanted to talk about that too.
Ben Shelley took donations from one area to another area without. Pretty much stealing, right? Just taking someone's donations and taking it to another area. That's about it. Just like stealing, straight out stealing.
And hiding it.
And hiding it, yep.
I mean, dude, when I read that story, that pissed me the fuck off, dude.
Yep, yep. All these people's hard work, helping other people.
Did those pieces of shit get caught?
The story hasn't really updated yet, but I'm still kind of looking out for it. See what happens. See if there's anything any justice from it.
Well, to those who lost all that food and stuff like that, for those that was supposed to take care of, you know, deep apologies and deep condolences to you guys. You know, you guys are in a hard time, and some thieves, some pieces of shit, wanted to take what, you know, wasn't theirs.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, they should be fucking punished for that. Fuck that shit. That's wrong, you know what I mean? Whether you're in a bad place or not, you don't go fucking steal from somebody that's in a bad place to make them even worse, you know what I mean? To, like, kind of cater to yourself. That's a real selfish act, so.
Yep, yep.
That's, man, dude, that's so unfortunate. That's ugly shit. It just shows that things aren't like they used to be, man. Fucking people have no respect for each other, and people have no respect for others' property and respect for what's not theirs. You know, they think they're entitled to anything they please, which is not the case. And, you know, back then, whoever the people of the city would fucking take justice on these fucking idiots, you know, and fucking hang them or drag them by horse or cut their heads off or fucking, you know, punish them. And, you know, now look at them. Someone just goes free for doing a hateful crime. You know, that's bullshit.
Yep, yep.
So, anyways.
So, yeah, I was sharing that story, even though it happened a few weeks ago. I'm just waiting to discuss it with you and give our opinions on it just real quick. And we did. So, yes, sir. DJ, man, it's been a while since we talked, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. B. It's been fucking... I don't want to, like, disclose, like, anything of, like, what I'm doing or any shit like that. I don't want to, like, put that out there right now. Just kind of... I'm working hard. I'm not on Facebook as much or Twitter as much. I lost followers on Twitter, and that shit sucks. It fucking hurts me, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Because I do like my followers, whether it's, you know, I honestly think, in my opinion, the fucking fake followers or whatever the fuck you're trying to get followers, man, fuck you. That's what I gotta say. Fuck you. Right? If you're just trying to follow me to get a fucking follow, fuck you, piece of shit ass motherfucker. I don't play that shit. I'm a real motherfucker. If you want to fucking, you know, and like, sometimes I may not get back to the people on fucking, you know, online and shit that I was supposed to collab with.
Yeah.
And they turn around and fucking diss me.
Yeah.
That's all good, man. Like, that's cool. I mean, I was just trying to, you know, put shit out there. And if I didn't get back to that person or somebody at a specific time, you know, I'm sorry, apologies. I had shit going on. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
For people that, you know, people that are just trying to hustle and shit and do music, you know, it's kind of hard to do your thing. And I wish I wouldn't have lost those people's followers, but you know, life goes on and fuck you.
I was waiting for you to say it one more time.
No hate. I mean, I have no like bad feelings. Just straight up fuck you. That's it. That's it. So. I'm a fucking, you know what I mean? I'm a real fucking person. I enjoy my followers. I fucking am thankful for my followers. You know, we say that, we emphasize that shit a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're thankful for our followers, and we're thankful for every single one. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, but I mean.
Yep, yep.
Maybe that's for the better, brother. Maybe that's for the better. So that's how I'm taking it. You know, it's for the better. So.
Yeah. Yep. Well, keep on moving and. Just still here with DJ and just letting him do his thing. And we're, like I said, on posting it today, we're still putting out episodes. And when we can. So just appreciate the followers and listeners. And we're still here. We're not going anywhere. Right, DJ?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Sometimes I may disappear for a little bit. But, you know, I ain't going to leave my peeps hanging or anything like that. Or at least try not to. I'm trying to be everywhere at once, you know, and it's fucking rough right now, brother. I'll tell you what.
Rough rider, buddy.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, well, do you know what light I'd like to disclose?
What's that?
Now playing in theaters. Dawn of Planet of the Apes, Part 2, buddy. It's a good movie. You gotta watch it.
Dude, I seen that shit. Oh, man, another one, man. Fuck.
You don't like it?
Fuck no. I seen the previews for that shit, too. That was caca.
Did you see the first one?
Fuck no, but I seen the second one. But dude, like the way they fucking talk is so retarded. They fucking talk like, I feel like they're trying to make fun of fucking like handicapped people, dog. Like fucking make them talk for reals. Make them talk normal. No fucking people talk like that, all fucking weird like that, dude.
Yeah. But the if you watched the first one, if you would have watched the first one and then watched the second one, then it would have made sense and followed it. So
I just the way that they talk turned me fucking right around and made me walk the fuck out. I'm like, no, I already see this coming. Fuck this shit. It, the action's cool. I would love to see fucking apes riding horses and shit.
Yeah,
I feel like they kind of made a. I feel, dude, I don't know, you know, it's just, there's a fucking personal opinion, brother, but I feel like they made a stab, like, towards, like, the native culture, you know what I mean? With, like, the whole fucking riding horses and bows and arrows and shit like that. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I thought that was kind of fucking bullshit, because why didn't they fucking ride dinosaurs or fucking weird fucking birds or shit like that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know, brother. The same thing is, like, they cry about the fucking, I don't know, brother.
But that one is, if you would have watched the first one, it would have just jumped into the second one and it would have made sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think culture's fucked up, brother.
Yep. Another one in theaters, Tammy. Melissa McCarthy. That big chick. Funny one.
Is she the one that played with Channing Tatum or whatever the fuck is it? That British one?
The British one.
Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. No, I don't think she's British, no. But this movie's called Tammy. It's a comedy movie. And Transformers, Age of Extinction, Earth to Echo, and 22 Jump Street. Opening this week, Planes, number 2, Fire and Rescue, Sex Tape, The Purge, Anarchy. And that's the one I want to see. The Purge, Anarchy. That's the second one. Have you seen the first one, The Purge?
I have not.
Cool.
What is it about, Mr. B?
The Purge is, in this movie, the government made a law to where the one day out of a year, out of a calendar year, they call it the purge, where the law doesn't exist, where you can kill, murder, there's no crime for that one day. So it kind of like when you do that one day, it kind of like gives the people the, like, to let it out of their system, you know what I mean? So then throughout the whole year, and in the movie it describes saying that ever since they started this, crime and stealing and all just basically crime went down dramatically after they started this law. So that's what the movie is about. Just this one day where people go through this one day where people are killing and there's just basically no cops out there to save you. And if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't.
Martial law, brother.
Yeah, like a sort of like a, they call it like a cleansing.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
That's what it's called, yeah.
Instead of genocide, it's called a cleansing, huh?
Yep.
I see. See, you know what? That's exactly what I was fucking meant. That's what I meant by that statement I meant earlier. You know what I mean? The fucking Planet of the Apes shit.
Yeah.
That dude, they're like, oh, let's do a fucking cleansing of the earth. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're doing a mass genocide. Like, dude, come on now.
So yeah, that's the purge, and then this one's the second one. So yeah, again, if you don't, DJ, this one, don't watch the second one. You're gonna watch the first one to get the second one. All right. But it actually is a pretty good movie, just the way people think and just what they do, and you just
Is it on Netflix?
The Purge. I haven't checked it out yet on if it's on Netflix or not. But The Purge, it's pretty good to check out. And I do after seeing the first one, and then seeing the previews for the second one, I do want to check out the second one. Pretty good. And Redbox, new releases, Lego Movie, Joyride 3, Drones, and Nonstop. The most popular in Redbox, The Raid 2, Lone Survivor, and RoboCop. Have you seen RoboCop?
No, but I actually still want to.
It's $1.50, buddy.
No shit, at the dollar movies already.
Yep.
Oh, no, Redbox, you said.
Redbox, yeah, Redbox.
Sorry. Well, you know, dollar movies, same thing.
Dollar movie, yeah. You like going to the dollar movie?
Dude, yeah.
It's pretty good, huh?
Mr. B, you know, I'm getting shit squared away, but, you know, gonna have a fucking time to fucking, so we can meet up and do a live podcast so we can actually fucking hang out.
Yeah.
Cause,
see, buddy, I'm not giving up on you, man.
You know, we gotta make it fucking happen, dude. So I'm in the works of doing that so that way we can progress, brother, cause fuck, I've been slacking. I fucking feel bad.
You can actually see you when you're black trench coat doing robot sounds.
Is that you, Gerald?
What the fuck's his name?
JP.
JP.
JP. See, JP, two letters. DJ, two letters.
Oh, shit.
So, man. Yo, DJ, is that you?
I wish I could throw that on track, but dude's already done that, man, and done a hell of a good fucking job. So there's no way I could top that. You know what I mean? He's already got JP in one of his tracks. So I mean, mad props to fucking homie, dude. He did a fucking exquisite job at this and dropped it fucking proper with JP and that motherfucker, dude. So
JP. Shout out to JP, right?
Right. Shout out to the JPers.
Yes, sir. And you got to get PS4 because it's still the best-selling console 6 months running, buddy.
Yeah.
Get it. No slacking, DJ. Do it. Do it up. Facebook is testing a buy button that lets users purchase products straight from Facebook pages. You understand that?
Facebook's fucking getting whack.
Getting whack, buddy.
Dude, all these fucking sites are getting whack.
Yeah, something better's got to come out.
I don't know about that. What the fuck can be better? Something more intrusive on your life? I know what it is. What? They already did it. It's called one of those bracelets they stick on you when you get out of fucking jail and you're stuck at home like a fucking dog on a leash.
Oh, yeah, those trackers?
Yeah, an ankle bracelet, brother.
Ankle bracelet, yeah.
They already...
Government, man.
But, dude, Facebook is the government.
Yo, Facebook, yes, sir. So they're basically putting out this buy button. So when you're scrolling down the post and you see something that's from a store and there'll be a buy button on the bottom of it, you could just click that button and you will buy it. It's going to link through your PayPal account. Easy to buy, DJ. A lot of ads will be coming through after this telling you to buy this, buy that. I'll tell you to buy some experimental drugs. Did you hear about this? Experimental stem cell treatment causes women to grow parts of a nose on her spine.
Yeah, I fucking read that, dude. That was fucking crazy.
A paralyzed woman here in the U.S., she did an experimental treatment on her spine to regrow some cells. And when they did that 8 years later, she kind of had a pain and some kind of just uncomfortness in her back area. So when she went to go check it out, the doctors found a nose-like tumor on her back to where a cartilage, the same cartilage that would grow from a nose, it was sort of growing on the back of her spine.
So it was like a fucking ear and a fucking nose?
Yo. That's crazy, man. Imagine if she didn't go to the doctor and years later is the nose just growing out from her back.
Bet this she could sniff her own ass. Ah! Oh! Ba-doom.
Imagine doing that and just
stupid dog, fuck.
Doing that and then adding. I bet you if that were successful, you think there would be crazy people out there that would experiment and put other body parts on part of their body?
Fuck yeah, dude!
Man, imagine that. Extra arms and fingers and.
What scientists should really fucking do if they want to start fucking with genetics and bullshit like that is figure out how to get a goddamn nose of a dog into a fucking human being. You want to raise fucking motherfuckers to sniff out drugs? Fucking get a goddamn human. He can talk.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He can
work out goddamn day long. Say hey, and he's like, yes.
Yes.
Tell me who has the fucking drugs. It's this guy right fucking here. Where is it hiding? It's up in this compartment here. It's hiding. It's fucking right here. And of course, hey, this motherfucker will work for money.
Yep.
Or, you know,
he'll give you human jobs.
You could be like a dog human slash fucking dog thing. Human. Like a cat dog fucking thing.
Dog human sniffer.
Drug human.
Drug human. Man, imagine that. Then you'd start getting other animals as body parts or putting them on humans.
Well, then see the whole concept of a fucking centaur would fucking come about and the fucking whole fucking the fucking bull that has the bottom of a goat or whatever the fuck. It's like, you know what I mean? Weird shit would start happening. And
the goat with the horse? Was it the goat? The goat head and then the horse?
No, the horse is the body with the fucking dude's body. And there's a goat with the fucking human body too.
Yeah.
but there's like a fucking bull with like a fucking bottom of a fucking, like, I don't know. It's all like hairy, fucking weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Like the bottom of a fucking llama or something. I don't know. Motherfucking shit. You know, but they would probably start doing shit like that.
Then it's the end of the world, buddy.
Hey, Transformers, brother. Remember? They were fucking having those mutant fucking things inside the fucking thing.
Yeah. Then the apes come along with horses, right?
Yeah. They need dinosaurs like the ones Transformers have where they just fucking come out of, like, whatever the fuck.
In jail. They were locked up, remember?
Yeah, and then they just whip them out. The bones come out, and all of a sudden they construct into these crazy fucking fire-breathing monsters that don't die.
Yep. Then you gotta hit him up a few in the head just to tell him that's your boss.
Shit, man. I gotta watch the first couple movies. I'm missing out. I'm getting the wrong perception of things, bro. Excuse me.
Actually, that new one, it kind of separates it a little bit more. So it's a little bit separated, which you don't really have to. Just like the billboards in the beginning of the movie, you know how they kind of describe it just a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that you're missing out. But it doesn't really say too much about it, and it's pretty good. It's kind of separated from that.
Yeah, brother, I just fucking think that my perception of it was like, I was like, yo, fuck that shit. I got a bad taste in my mouth from that shit. It was just kind of like a, I don't know. It was a disrespectful thing to me. I took it in a disrespectful way. I don't know why I did, but that's the way I fucking took it. And I was like, yo, fuck that shit. I don't like this movie.
I could just see you getting up and throwing your soda at the screen or something.
No, I mean, I'm not like that, brother. But, I mean, I just thought to myself, I was like, I'm getting bad views from this movie. Like, I'm seeing it in another way maybe that I shouldn't. But at the same time, I know that this world's fucking shitty that way. You know what I mean? And like, they would do something like that. You know what I mean? Just like conspiracy theory shit. Like, maybe it's because I've been watching a lot of that I'm kind of fucking in that realm of thinking that way, you know?
Oh, snap. Conspiracy, buddy. Government, man. Speaking of the government, the Senate passes a cell phone unlocking bill that lets you use your phone with another carrier. So if you have a Verizon or Sprint and you're not on contract, you could go with either one. If you're with AT&T or T-Mobile, then you could use your phone with either one. Pretty good, huh?
Yes, sir.
Pretty awesome, buddy. Type faster, buddy. Type faster.
I'm trying, bro.
It's not too many hours in a day, right?
Yeah, there's not enough. I gotta go to work I gotta do some shit at 6:30 in the morning.
Yep. Oh, snap. NYPD will use rooftop sensors to pinpoint gunfire and reduce violent shootings. Did you hear about that, DJ?
No, sir, I didn't.
NYPD, New York City. They're gonna invest $1.5 million into putting mics around the city.
Wow, what a waste.
And they'll be able to pinpoint gunshots.
That's fucking stupid.
So you think that's not good?
Instead of the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of, man.
Instead of somebody calling 911 and telling them where they're at and stuff like that, they'll be able
to... Yeah, you know why? It's because they don't want the fucking police involved because they're fucking pieces of shit. That's why. They don't want fucking people like that involved because they just make situations fucking worse. Because you know what? Oh, dude, it's a big old fucking thing. Never mind. But yeah, I think that's a bunch of fucking bullshit. What more to waste your fucking money on than stupid-ass fucking mics around the city when you could be investing in fucking kids' education and fucking housing and development and fucking clean up your fucking shitty-ass projects and fucking street trash and all that shit. Honestly, bro, real talk, man.
That's right,
like,
man. $1.5 million.
You want to fucking spend money on a fucking memorial of fucking some shit? Clean up your fucking city some more and fucking instead of spending your money on fucking microphones to pinpoint fucking gunfire for what? For what? What does that fucking mean, dude? Because you know what? In New York City, people don't fucking do drive-bys, dude. They fucking get up close and personal with motherfuckers. And I just know that from shows.
Yep.
You get up close and personal with motherfuckers. That's how it goes on the East Coast. You walk around every fucking where. You don't fucking drive. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking here on the West where, you know, fuckers get in cars and they drive somewhere across town to fuck someone up. You know, you're just there, you go block to block. I don't even know how the fuck it works. But anyways, that's just stupid. It's dumb. That's dumb, dude. Stupid shit.
Mics across the city. 1.5 mil.
That's like saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put fucking bird deterrents on every single building in Manhattan. Or bird fucking deterrents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really, you're going to really fucking deter every single fucking pigeon in the fucking city? Same thing, dude. It's just a fucking nuisance. They're just fighting a nuisance, not a fucking... I mean, dude, they're just... They're not... I don't think they're wisely thinking about issues here that are at hand, dude, that are fucking bigger than just gunshots. I mean, I'm sure that's a problem and whatever the fuck. But, dude, I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of things that I don't know, so I could be missing the point.
Yep, yep. But, yeah, that's good, man. That's good.
What do you think, Mr. B?
I think 1.5 million... It could be used for a lot of other things. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of things that's been going on here in New Mexico and especially the Navajo Nation, there's a lot of money that's not being used or being used for something else. And it's kind of like you learn from this. So if people were to do this in other cities or anywhere else, you know, kind of like that's not really a main problem. You should focus on one of the main problems like kids and just around your area, the community and stuff like that. So fix that out first before you try and jump ahead and try and do something, trying to make it look cool or trying to be something like that. So just, I guess start from the bottom, build a foundation, make it better, make it stronger and work from there, you know?
Yeah. That's it. Oh, dude. It's the same as them fucking buying new police cars for the fucking force. Right. If you motherfuckers did your goddamn jobs. And I'm not saying every cop's bad, because not every cop's bad. But if you motherfuckers did your jobs instead of fucking looking cool in your goddamn fucking Chargers and all this fucking shit and taking these fucking things home and shit like that, you're using our fucking tax dollars, you fucking assholes, or fucking using our tax dollars, fucking doing whatever you please, wasting fucking gas, meeting up at Burger King with your fucking hookers. I'm not kidding, dude. That's what motherfuckers do, dude. Oh, just because I'm a cop, I get to fucking go here and eat for free and fucking I'm entitled to this and that. No, fuck no. Nobody's entitled to shit, dude. And I think that's bullshit, dude. You're fucking spending tax dollars of fucking hardworking fucking people and you're using it belligerently. It's plain and simple, dude.
Burger King.
Yeah, I mean, fucking McDonald's, whatever you want to say. Krispy Kremes. What? Fucking Village Inn. Fucking IHOP. Wherever the fuck they like to go, dude. Wherever anybody likes to go fucking eat and congregate at their fucking local watering hole. I don't know.
We just gotta look in between their seats to find those fries, right?
And, dude.
Remember those fries you were talking about?
You know, I've encountered a lot of fucking dirty cars recently and fucking holy shit, it just makes me look at people differently, dude. Oh my god. I'm sorry for all this fucking negativity and shit. Excuse me tonight, peeps.
Nope. Listeners like it. It's a different view, different point of view, and it's not like anybody else. So that's the reason why DJ's DJ. I like you, buddy.
In all honesty, brother, like if you really sat down and got to like for everybody listening, like you're only getting part of the fucking story of me babbling about shit. Like if you sat down and really talked to me, you'd be like, oh, holy fuck, you're right. Yo, like you're fucking crazy, dude. You could be right. Like, I completely understand where you're talking your shit. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, sir.
Maybe one day y'all be lucky enough to meet me and I'll be able to explain myself a little bit more thoroughly instead of fucking mambling all this fucking bullshit.
Yep. that's how I am. I don't really like when you say things, it's not really like, it's kind of like not taking it personally or getting hurt about it, but it's looking beyond that and seeing what else is behind that. So that's the reason. That's how I look at everything.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir, DJ.
Alrighty, sir. I'm sorry to cut you short, man, but I fucking have to get out of here, brother.
All right.
I am really, really sorry, man.
Okay. Sounds good.
But we will podcast again. I should have some free days soon. Maybe we can do a podcast Sunday.
Sunday?
If you're down, Sunday fun day for Bob Day, man, we'll fucking podcast.
Sounds good.
All right, brother.
All righty. And DJ.
Yo.
Jay and Silent Bob movie or Mallrats?
I've never seen Mallrats, so I'm going to say Jay and Silent Bob because I love them motherfuckers, dude.
Yep, it's a good movie. Yo, DJ.
Yo.
Any last words?
Keep your heads up, people.